Hi, I'm Kay Parazuli from Utah State University. Today I'll be talking about how the stone content in the soil will affect the evapotranspiration simulation. Usually the forest soil, unlike agricultural soil, have higher stone content along the depth. So as we are interested in evapotranspiration from the natural vegetation, we are more interested in how understanding how the stone content will affect the overall evapotranspiration. So if we see these two systems here, one on the left with noise stones and the one on the right with some stone fragments in the soil, we can imagine how the water availability for the plants will differ in those two conditions. But the question is whether our sensors or whether our moisture content measuring device is considering the impact of stone content or not, or the stone is holding the enough water to extract from the plant or not. So to understand this thing, we studied one of the sites in Reynolds Creek in the Idaho. So we had a stone content of around 25% along the depth in 1 meter soil profile. So we ran three conditions in hydro simulation. First, considering no stone at all in that depth, and second, considering all those stones to be low porosity stone with a porosity that's close to 3%, and the third scenario where we consider all of those stones to be higher porosity stone, which had like porosity of 35%. And after the simulation, we found that the condition where we considered no stone, we overestimated the total cumulative evapotranspiration for the period of 180 days to be overestimated by almost 25%, where the eddy covariance had measured around 300 millimeter, the hydro simulated around 375 millimeter for the same period. And when we considered 35% porosity stone, it estimated 320 millimeter. That was 5% overestimated from what eddy covariance had measured. And for the low porosity stone, it underestimated by 5%, estimated 287 millimeter for the same period of time. So from this, we can easily say that the evapotranspiration simulation is overestimated when we don't consider the stone content in the soil. So it's really important to understand how the stone will contribute to the water balance in the soil and atmosphere continuum, and how we can incorporate that into the simulation when we are doing the evapotranspiration studies in the stony soils. So saying that, I'll be happy to have your comments and suggestions during my poster session, which is at poster board number 1247 this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Two minutes. So when you did an
address model, how did you get water temperature and temperature for your soil and stone, and how sensitive is the model to those parameters? Yeah, so what I did is I ran the dual porosity system, having one porosity system for the stones and the soil. So for the soil, I ran the inverse simulation to assess the soil parameters, and for the stones, we measured different stones in our lab. So the higher porosity stone that I said was the coarse sandstone, which had porosity around 30 to 35%. And for the low porosity stone that was fine sandstone, it had like 3 to 5% of porosity. So we used that Van Leeuwenhoek parameter into the dual porosity model to just accounted for the fraction of stone content to determine W1 and W2 in the model.
Any other questions?
Oh, so in this case, so our assumption was so stone. So there is not much internal flow in the stone. So most of the hydraulic conductivity was through the soil. So we just neglected the hydraulic conductivity within the stone. So we just kept the hydraulic conductivity same as the soil for the whole system. So that's the one thing that probably we need to reconsider and improve when we are doing it in future.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.